Hello, hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today, April 5th, time is 1:48. Just verifying for my good old YouTube here. Just give me a second while I share my screen. Let's get to that. Okay, so what you're looking at is the markets today, the snapshot. You can see here the U.S. markets are doing quite well, over 1% each, including except for the Russell 2000. Oil's down, gold is up slightly. So here the bonds are up 2%. Surprise, but that's a distraction. That's not good news, okay? But it's just everything's so screwed up. So here we have some forex pairs doing okay, up 0.5% each. Euro and pound in the US dollar, USD is down. But here's the one of the critical points. So right here, the crypto 2.76%. So that is the number one asset right now versus everything else, okay? Bitcoin's up 1.85, FTSE up 1/3, and Nikkei was up a little bit as well, 0.8. So as I said, that just goes to show that crypto, what I put up earlier on the spot, alternative coins are doing much, much better. So let's take a look here at the other assets here. You'll notice that we've got some coins, some pairs here. This is on my CFD on Oanda and Forex data. So clearly what we're seeing here is that for some reason, Australia got some good longs. Looks like we're coming out of a bottom here for both Australia, Canada. Australia, US is doing pretty good. Okay, so that's, I think that pair may start to move. Question is, will that start to outperform the US markets? But there was a lot of lat yesterday, a lot of Australian options or anything Australia was doing really good. But we're seeing some shorts here, but we still are maintaining the odd long. It's already tapped out, it looks like, with the NASDAQ and then the S&P 500. It's doing really well, but that has a short on it. So when you look at the bonds I just showed you for the US, that's a concern. We'll look at that in a minute. Here's another short for the top 30. And then the British pound USD is doing pretty good. Look at that volume there, just pushing it up quite a bit. Pound against the Canadian is not doing as well. Pound against the Japanese yen. And this is a reflection on Asia itself, where there's a short there. Pound, same with the pound Australian dollar. Here's a good one. This would make sense. It's been flat right now, but I don't know why it's not performing as much as you would think. Where you have the US Canadian dollar showing along, but it's really flat. Safe haven here, that would make sense with the USD franc shorting. Same with the US dollar in Denmark and the Mexican peso. Now here's where we start to see silver. I'm not a huge fan of these, silver and gold. I'm gonna be honest, I think the whole notion of how it's a safe haven, I won't say it's a safe haven. It's only good for when there's a panic. Okay, so holding these metals are proving not to be worthwhile anymore. You'll get better performance elsewhere. But here's silver in Canadian, it's got a long, same with the franc, long. You can see the pattern's the same. Now, you haven't seen euro anything lately at all. It's just, I don't know why euro is just not performing at all. So again, silver and pound short. But here is interesting. We have a long here in Hong Kong dollar. I might start looking at the Hong Kong market, see how that's performing. And we have a long here on the Japanese yen, silver in Japanese yen. So that is interesting. And we have a long here on the New Zealand and the Singapore and just everything here in silver's longing. So maybe if things start to move down after tomorrow or the next few days, once the stimulus news wears off, like it did last time, where the US dollar just drifts, you might start to see these start to move up a little bit. But again, I just showed you the performance of the crypto. So that's where the excitement is right now. Australia 200 has a long as well. Australian Canadian along there, Australian Hong Kong. That's starting to move a little bit, but you can see that slight red bar there. So who knows what's going to happen. Second long call for the Australian US dollar. Show some strength there, Euro Canadian. They're saying that the Canadian dollar may start to strengthen. That's why you're starting to see these. So those might be a reversal as well. Euro Czech has a short. Euro Hong Kong, long. Euro Norway. But I did say, what are the pairs that may outperform the US? Check this out. Really nice steady move up. Some nice volume there. It's picking up. Has a short on it, but lately it's been Euro and the Swedish. So we have two of those. They're putting a short call on that. But that's an opportunity that may have been missed. I didn't see that at all. Now, I mentioned the Hong Kong market here. You can see it's starting to move up a little bit. But it really comes down, I think, on how the U.S. markets perform. Pound against the Singapore has got a long there. Here's a NASDAQ, a second long. Yeah, that's moving up pretty nice. So will it continue? It's tough to say. I think really the news will be driven by what's going on in the bar market for the U.S. Pound against the Australian dollar. Ooh, short. Okay, here's another key one, but it's a short year. It's all about China. I'm seeing calls on my notes when it comes to my Telegram group or channel, I should say, that people are saying long China and short US. I think it's the reverse where you long US short term, but long US China long term. And I think I could probably see that happen. And it all is driven by either the US dollar performance and U.S. Bond market as well, because I think that's, we'll look at that in a minute, and that's really what the driver is. That's where the new catalyst, if the markets do tumble, it's going to be driven by that. Here we have another pair here. You wouldn't think. It's got a short, but it's steadily been moving up. That's U.S. Thai. So Thailand is becoming a stronger economy now, more mature economy, so that's something we need to watch. S&P 500, we've got another short. It's doing look really well now. But here's our first bond. Let's see how this is doing. This is a 30-year. It is performing pretty decently, but it's got a short on it. So another long on the U.S. Canadian. That's good. These are safe havens again. USD short on the franc. Denmark. Mexico peso, and again, also in Singapore dollars, two of those. I don't pay a lot of attention to the rand. CHF and Hong Kong dollar, nah. Canadian is franc. Okay, I'm going to skip a lot of these. Pound against the Japanese yen. It has been slightly moving up a little bit, trending up, but it's got a short there. Pound against the Polish short, but it's still maintaining this long on the British pound and USD. So maybe, just maybe, this may be something that may outperform the US markets long term. But again, it's really hard to say, but it's good to see. I'm just going to put this out there for people to really understand this, that on a global level, the US dollar supply comparative to other dollars, fewer people are holding US dollar now, because there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of confidence in the US economy and US dollar because of the debt. That's not moving anywhere. Okay, so I'll talk about that again in a little bit. So here we have our last two from excellent. So here we have a short on the rand and Japanese yen, but that's been trending pretty good. Here's another key factor is, and look at it start to move. Okay, this is a good sign. the copper is starting to trend up again. So this might be a really good place to be. Hopefully, when you see these trends here from January, February, where copper started to move again, maybe that might start to trend up as long as the good news is out there. We're just not seeing it with China right now. I don't see China in the top markets in the world. Did we just look at the Hong Kong as the other one? Well, we'll look at that in a minute, because that's a lead. Now, everything's driven by the virus news. If you have not heard, India is now reporting, or it's reported about India, that there's new mutation coming out of a double variant. Okay, so that sounds worse than the variants coming out of India. And I just got word from a few people that apparently that may be already hitting California. So that might be another catalyst to drag down everything. Australia, Japanese yen, short. Australia, Swiss franc, flat, very flat. Canadian, Japanese yen. NASDAQ 100, doing okay. It's performing, got a nice long there. Here, it's pretty well at its point. SPX, short. And the Brent crude. Okay, so that's starting short. Okay, that's something to worry about. That is something definitely to worry about. But we'll look at that in more detail. We have three calls here, pound against the Canadian dollar, three longs. And as I said, they're starting to talk about the Canadian dollar may strengthen. So now we're starting to see some gold. Gold in Australia, short. Gold in Canadian dollar. This is key here. I'm going to move on. Gold in Swiss franc, even though it's coming down, it's got a long there. A short there, so that's really nothing to brag about. Let's see okay. So here we have a long golden Canadian dollar. So that might be confirmation that the Canadian dollar may start to strengthen. We have three calls here, gold in the pound. Three of them, they're all short. Gold and Japanese yen, this may start to strengthen. Gold in Australia, again, that should strengthen. Same with the British pound. Continuing along, Australia, Swiss franc, flat. Okay, let's see this Australia, New Zealand. That's still a short. Here's the key. China and USD. So there's a long there. It's fairly flat, but if this right here is another key factor of what will drive the market up in China. And if that's the case, we can correlate it back to copper. So if that continues, that'll be good. But then depends about the news coming out of India about this virus. Couple of euro and Czech shorts. Okay, Hungary's got another short. Okay, here's our first time we're seeing the Deutsche 10-year bond. It's got a long. So maybe Europe's starting to reverse a little bit. Hong Kong's starting to get a long as well. So if you got the Chinese market, top, was it called the 50, and the Hong Kong 33, both are showing longs. So therefore, maybe copper will trend, but it looks like Hong Kong 33 will give you a little better performance. But again, it really comes down to what's going on with this virus, because it's very sensitive news. The Indian 50 has a long as well, but it's flat. Again, in India, just really it's hard to predict. So we have 10-year bond. We have a long there. NASDAQ, another long. Looking good there for NASDAQ. USD, INR has a long, but might get a couple of bars here, but look what happens. It goes flat, starts to drift. Saudi, flat. Okay, SPX or the S&P 500 starting to show short here. Lots of good things to see compared to a few weeks ago where there's very little excellent long opportunity, same with the very good, but you can see we're going through quite a few here. USD, Hong Kong showing a short. One, two, three calls for Singapore. Two of them are shorts. USD Rand. Again, here we're starting to shoot a short now for Brent crude. So that's a mix with the other one as well. Soybean, look at that big move. Like this agriculture and soybean and US dollar is really hard to predict. I think it's just too volatile to be in. Canadian, Japanese yen, we got a short. Pound against a Canadian long. We have one, two, three. Okay, so that might be a good pair to get into. A pound, again, British pound against the Canadian dollar. We have three longs there. Now, when you look at the Rand, South African Rand, it's mixed. New Zealand against the Swiss franc along. Same with the yen. Two longs there, excuse me. Okay, we've got lots of options here. Again, XCU copper, another long here. So temporarily that looks good, but it comes down to that news coming out of India. And our last one is the platinum and US dollar short there. So it's okay. So we talked about the NASDAQ here. That's looking good. But I think it's reaching its peak. Unless there's continuous good news coming out of the US, but this new variant coming out of India is something to be really concerned about. When I look at the five-year bond, it's just continually down, 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 down. It's trending down. We've talked about this where this acceleration started around mid-February, February 11th. 10-year, just been trending down again. That's been kind of dipping since October. Even though that these show any form of recovery, I just don't see it. Here's the 30-year. again, same thing. That started in August, and I know that's a fact that that's when the repo started. So here, if I look at the USD, US 2-year bond, let's see if I could find it. US 2-year. Yeah, right here. Okay, let's look at that one. The short-term ones is holding pretty good. It's flat, but yeah, these are the catalysts I'd be watching for. And that, even if you take out the news of the virus, that's still a major factor just for the US. The catalyst, this right here, this has just been grinding down, okay? And the virus has done is just expedited this demise because of the more stimulus packages. You already added $4 trillion just since Biden has become president. And it seems that there's this modern day money theory, MMT, they don't care about that. But I'll tell you, it does matter because fewer people are holding the U.S. dollar worldwide, which means people are losing confidence in the U.S. dollar. It's just people are looking for that alternative, and it may, I hate saying it, may become the Chinese digital yuan as well. And I've confirmed multiple articles saying that. That's where stuff sits. So as it stands, I don't know what more to tell you. All right, we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.